Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of. I can't believe I don't have a cup of coffee right now. I think this might be the first time we've recorded that I don't have coffee with me.
I know. I'm drinking water, but I am very caffeinated at the moment.
I feel under caffeinated today. I have had like 2 cups of coffee this morning, and that feels under caffeinated for me.
Okay. So do you like wake up with like an IV drip in your arm or what? Like let's talk about our coffee habits for just a minute.
I wake up. So I think this may be more common in the US, but it's not common here. But for Christmas last year, Chris and I like got each, like our gift for each other was a coffee pot that's like an American style drip coffee pot that's connected to the Wi-Fi. And so I can set it up at night. And then before I get out of bed, like turn on the coffee pot from bed and have the coffee start making like immediately. Like
I love that.
Yeah, I love
so, that. But you said you got each other one. So that means like you have
like, it was like a joint gift. Like we were both like, okay, sometimes we do that for gifts. Like we both want this thing for the house. So we'll just like decide to buy it.
That's the gift. Yes. Okay, great. Gift.
Yeah.
But because I know how much coffee you drink, it would have not been a surprise to me if you had two because Ellie needed her own pot alone.
Yeah,
so that's honestly, why I asked like, the question.
Because it's smaller than the like typical like what you think of as like a typical coffee pot in the U.S. Like the coffee container is like slightly smaller, I think, than like what you get in the U.S. But like, I can easily drink one of those like on my own in the morning. I don't, you know, like we do split it, but a lot of times it's like we're fighting over that last bit of coffee because like we really could like.
Right.
Do another bot.
Right. Yes. Okay. So talking about coffee, I did not start drinking coffee until I was like 33 years old. Like I just ran on a copious amounts of natural energy.
I'm like, jealous of that.
That long in my life until I had a second kid and all of a sudden I could not survive because I wasn't sleeping through the night, not because of the baby. It was the toddler that was keeping me awake. And that was just like inhuman with who I became being that tired. And I was like, I've got to do something. So I started drinking coffee to just
kind of get. That's when you discovered the magic.
And then, man, I just fell hard. I fell in love with it. I've always loved the flavor of coffee though. So like I loved like coffee flavored ice cream. So it's not that I didn't like coffee. I just never felt like I wanted it or needed it. But then when I had it, I really loved one, obviously the caffeine boost, but the ritual of having just like warm coffee.
Yeah.
So that's I am like a latte lover. And then for Christmas 2 years ago, my in-laws actually gifted me a really nice machine like that like grinds the beans and I can make like cappuccinos and lattes and espressos and so that is like my guilty pleasure is having a lovely latte with flavors in it, which funny story. When Ellie was at my house in the summer, Ellie came to visit me and I was making her a coffee and I grabbed my jar, like my bottle of hazelnut that actually probably looks like a bottle of brandy or whiskey.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought you were like, offering me.
You want to put a little of this in your coffee? And she was just like, no, I'm good. And then I don't know why, because she didn't say what she thought it was, but it was her facial expression.
Like,
and then I moved to the couch and I was like, do you think that I just offered you liquor for your coffee? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, it was hazelnut. I was just like, That's so funny. You're new to my house and you're just like assuming like we're putting shots of liquor in the coffee. You know?
First thing in the morning. Yeah. Yes. And I would have said no anyways, like, because I am like a straight black coffee person. I think on the last episode we were talking about pumpkin spice and like that is sort of my guilty pleasure coffee. Like I'll usually have like one pumpkin spice latte a year because I do like the pumpkin spice, but it's like, it's too sweet for me. I'll drink like 4 or 5 sips of it and then be like, I wish I could get this with no sugar, just the pumpkin spice flavor.
Yeah.
But I'm like straight black coffee. I will do in an iced coffee, like a iced latte. I do like an iced latte with like a little bit of milk. But pretty much I'm like a straight black coffee. Like that is my jam.
Yes. Love it. And I love to just like find out like how people take their coffee, like what they like. My husband does not drink coffee. He's a black tea kind of guy. So like, that's what he drinks in the morning. But yeah, I mean, my mom drinks coffee. My aunt drink coffee. I think you shared with me before that you had coffee at a really young age.
Yeah, I've always been like a big coffee person. I remember distinctly like having my first drink of coffee when I was like super young. Like a family friend just like gave me a little sip of their coffee at like maybe 3 or 4, honestly, like way too young to be drinking coffee. Yeah. But I just had that like one sip and I was like, even at that age, like this dark black coffee, like I can get into this.
And yeah, like it tasted good.
I don't remember. I know in high school, I definitely like drank coffee in the morning before going to school. I can't remember like when exactly I started like regularly drinking coffee, but I know in high school that was like a thing. Like I needed my coffee before going to school. So it's been.
I used to drink Mountain Dew in high school.
Oh, crazy. Like, yeah. That was your caffeine boost.
That was my crack. Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then I literally had to get off that stuff. In my early 20s, I was like, no, this is not good for me.
Yeah.
This is not healthy. Yeah. This is not healthy.
Well, we will go ahead and start getting into what we're actually here to talk about on this episode. But we would love to hear from you. Like we said, we love hearing just like other people's coffee preferences. We like hearing how you take your coffee. So come let us know on Instagram. Let us know if you're enjoying these like chats before we get into the episodes and we'll go ahead and dive in. So this week we are talking about an extension of the conversation we've been having about using journaling to self-coach. And we want to talk about a couple of examples of when self-coaching through journaling might not be enough. And when it would be helpful to work with a coach rather than doing self-coaching through your journaling. So we're going to walk you through a couple of examples of when having a coach or mentor might be the right fit for you. And you know, we are big believers in self-coaching through journaling and big believers that a lot of times self-coaching can help you get to the answers that you need without necessarily needing a coach. We don't believe that coaching is necessary for everyone all the time. But there are definitely instances when it is very helpful. So hopefully this episode will help you to figure out when it might be the right next move for you.
Yes. I'm so excited to have this conversation because I think it's really important. You know, it's like business coaches, you see them online all the time. Especially if you're new to owning an online business, you could easily just think like, oh man, like I need a business coach, you know, and keep them all the time. You know, a lot of people I know just always have a coach, you know, on hand, which whatever floats your boat, you know, that's good. But I think there's a good conversation around having concrete examples as to when it could really be the right time for you to have a coach. Instead of it being this shiny thing of like, oh, well, I'm seeing this coach and I'm liking what they're saying, like maybe I should work with them, without already having that feeling of having like a problem that you want to specifically go out and seek coaching for, which will help you find the right coach, you know? So I think a lot of people just get into a coaching relationship because they've seen a shiny object or heard someone have a good experience, but it's like, but were you seeking a coach? So we want to have this conversation.
Yeah. And I find that when you go into coaching with that approach of like having a specific thing that you're seeking coaching on, rather than just like, I guess I need a coach because everybody else is doing it, because I've heard good things about this person, whatever the case may be. It's a much more empowering experience when you come in with that like intention behind it from the start. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. So the first reason that we would say that would be a good reason for you to have a coach is if you're having ahas and clarity about what to do next, but you're not taking action and possibly even getting in your own way.
Yeah. So if you have that clarity of like, this is what I know I want to do next in my business, or it could be something in your life too. This is a change that I know I want to make in my life, but you find yourself just like, this could look a lot of different ways. It could look like journaling on this action you want to take, or journaling on this, like, you know, how to get to where you want to go next, but you're not actually like moving toward that. Mm-hmm. That is a time when sometimes you need the accountability of having a conversation with somebody else, the just like the support of like being able to talk through things with a coach, mm-hmm. in order to help you to start moving forward and taking that action.
Yeah. And never underestimate the power of accountability. I know for me, like just having like signing up for things or working with a coach or being in a program, like for the sheer accountability to continuously have a container to move the needle forward. Like I am the kind of personality that really gains a lot of value out of having accountability. So same. I don't want anybody to ever underestimate the power of accountability, because I think that that is a big way to get where you want to go quicker.
For sure. For sure. And I know I have definitely heard coaches talk about accountability in sort of a negative way. And so that's definitely something like, if accountability is what you're seeking, like that would probably be a great question to ask, like when you're considering working with a coach, because I've definitely like been in coaching containers where there was more of a negative connotation around asking for accountability or like seeking accountability. I think like there's a lot of messaging in the online space about like the need to be self-led, the need to not like rely on other people for that accountability. But like the truth is like, that's just how we're wired as humans. Right. Whenever we're in conversation with another person who knows what our goals are, knows what action we want to be taking, having that other person like check in and ask about those things, like that is a very valuable thing to have. And I am all for accountability.
Yeah. And it's a way too to like, as humans, we get off track, you know, and it's a way to really get back on track without feeling like you've already failed. You know, like maybe you're in a 3-month accountability, like coaching accountability thing. And in month 2, life happens and you get sidelined, and then you're just beating yourself up and you're like, I'm like, well, guess it's done. Guess this isn't happening for me. But having someone that's helping give you the grace, that's the word I was looking for, mm-hmm. of, hey, it's okay. You're human. What actions can we do now? How can we get you back on track and just keep the needle moving forward and it not yes. having to be a negative thing? Yeah.
Yes.
So another, grace, oh, sorry, go ahead.
The grace piece is crucial too. Like you want, or I am always seeking and try to provide like that compassionate accountability. It's not like, you know, if you get off track 2 months in, that if you're beating yourself up, you don't need a coach beating you up too. Like you need a coach that's going to be like, okay, we get it. Let's get back on track.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Okay. So another example could be you've clarified the long-term vision of where you want to be going, but can't see the short-term actions for getting there. Like maybe, you know, okay, I want to build this offer. I want to build this program. Like I can see where it is in the future, how it's going to run, who's going to be in there, what the deliverables are going to be. But I don't know how to get from where I am now to there. And I know there's probably 100 action steps in between. And maybe that's overwhelming because it's like there's 100 action steps in between, but I don't know which one is most important. I think working with a coach can help you create a clear action plan and getting to the root of cutting out half of those action steps that your brain is telling you are important when in reality, like, they're not important in my experience.
Yeah, for sure. And with this example specifically, like, I think this gets into like a lot of different types of coaching containers and like different focuses that different coaching containers can have. Like, you know, our focus is really on that intersection of life and business and taking a more holistic approach to looking at your whole life and business. And then there are also coaching containers out there that are more like deep dive specific on a certain strategy. And so just as an example, some of you may know that I, in addition to supported CEO, consult for Summit in a Box, which is a coaching container that is focused on helping someone to host a summit. And so in that case, it's like, if you have the long-term vision that like this strategy is something that I want to implement, then it's like, okay, come and get this like step-by-step instructions and the guidance and the like support and getting a short-term action plan for making that happen. And I find that like going into those, like those types of containers that are much more like business strategy based, after having done that like self-coaching for yourself, or maybe coaching in a more holistic business container to really get clear on like this strategy that I'm wanting to implement is part of the long-term vision, and you know that going in, those cases, I think it's really useful to go into those like more detailed, like step-by-step helping you to implement a strategy containers, like when that long-term vision is clear.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Okay, another example could be is maybe you've listened to a couple of episodes of our podcast previously, and we've convinced you to be on the journaling bandwagon to get clear on your own self-coaching. But you're human, and you can still get stuck, and maybe you're having trouble finding clarity on what you want or how to move forward. And that can be an instance where maybe you want to enter into a coaching relationship to say like, hey, I've really tried to figure this out on my own and I keep hitting a wall and I really need someone to really ask me the right questions. And I think that can be a good example as to when you might want to work with a coach.
Yeah, for sure. Like we, you and I have been doing our own self-coaching through journaling for such a long time that there's a lot of like, we've got just an arsenal in our brains of questions we can ask ourselves when we get like, when, as we're journaling, as certain things come up. But even with that experience, there are definitely times when I'm like, okay, I don't know what questions to ask myself. I'm not exactly sure what I need to like journal on in order to find clarity. Even with all of that like experience and you know background of asking myself journaling questions to find that clarity. And so without that, if you're newer to journaling especially, it can be really useful to have the conversations that you'd be having in your journal with yourself with a coach to get that external feedback, to get those questions asked to you directly and help you to like verbally process some of the things you might be doing in your journal as well.
Yeah, as well. And I want to just take a minute to kind of remove a stigma of shame around being stuck in your business. It doesn't matter if you're a new entrepreneur, if you've been in business for 5 years, if you've been in business for 10 plus or 15 years, like we all get stuck. You know, we are all human. We all sometimes can't see the right for us path forward. And I think a lot of times people self-sabotage because they allow themselves to stay stuck for so long because they're afraid to ask for help. I know that I have personally been in that situation before, like years ago in my business. And so I think just removing like the shame around being stuck or like if you're an expert or a leader in your industry and feeling stuck and being like, yeah, but like I lead others and people see me as an expert. Like I can't be stuck. Yes, you can. Like, you yes, are a human being. You can also be stuck.
Yes, it's very, very normal to, like, need that outside input in, you know, whatever area you are an expert in. I have always found that it is much easier, and I know from the hundreds and hundreds of conversations I've had with other, like, you know, service providers, experts, coaches, whatever area you're helping other people in, you also need support in that same area in order to be able to, like, show up at your best and serve your clients. And so there's absolutely no shame in seeking support in an area where you are, you know, supposed to, in quotes, be an expert, because that additional support helps you to show up better. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with feeling stuck. We all feel stuck at certain times in our businesses.
Yes, 100%. Okay, another example could be you're feeling out of alignment with something in your business, offers, et cetera, and want a sounding board to talk through your ideas and struggles with. Again, we're human. Sometimes, like, you just are tired of doing business alone. Like, if you are, like, we are in a business partnership, so we are doing business together. But for a long time, Ellie ran her business alone. For a long time, I ran my business alone. And sometimes it just gets lonely at the top of, like, always being the decision maker and not having someone there to help you make the hard and tough decisions. So maybe having a coach for a season of your business to help you navigate a lot of things that you want to get clarity on could be a really good idea. And specifically, if you're feeling out of alignment, like something is feeling off, something needs to shift, but you just can't put your finger on, like, what that is.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that sounding board and being able to talk through things. And again, like, the accountability too, like, as you're having the conversation with your coach and talking through the things, clarity and decisions will come out of that. And then having that decision made with somebody else who knows the decision and knows the thought process behind why you made that decision is mm-hmm. so helpful for helping you to move forward too.
Yeah, for sure. And that's exactly why we built our coaching container, Release It Align, the way that we did. Is we actually work with our clients in the first 4 weeks to help them get the clarity on the changes that they want to make on the things that are out of alignment or feeling off in their business. But then we have months of accountability and coaching support that come alongside after those decisions have been made, because you need support as you implement along the way. And that's just being a human of running a business. And, you know, you have things that you're implementing and things that you're doing. And oftentimes entrepreneurs, like, we all put our businesses last most of the time. And you need that accountability to be able to put your business first sometimes. So that's a good example there. So another example could be you feel like there are options you could be overlooking and you value having someone to strategize potential options and pathways alongside you.
Yeah, this is so valuable. Again, like, that outside perspective of just, like, getting somebody else to have, you know, having a conversation about your business with someone else. There's that saying that's like, you can't see the forest for the trees. Like, you're so close to your business that, like, you can't zoom out and see the big picture of, like, what options you might be overlooking. And so having that outside perspective to get somebody else's, like, you know, eyes on your business, somebody else thinking about your business, hearing you talk about your business and, like, being able to see it from a different way is so valuable. And then beyond that, like, even, you know, beyond just, like, there might be something I'm overlooking because I'm too close to it, there's also, like, there are so many different ways to approach things in business, and you don't know what you don't know. And so sometimes just, like, getting that outside perspective can bring ideas that, like, you never would have thought of that could be a great fit for your business too.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Ellie and I, we both have tons of experience working on the insides behind the scenes of hundreds of online businesses, and no business has been built the same. You know, every offer looks different. Every path looks different. Every business model has looked different. And so I think like that is a layer of like expertise that we bring to the table, and insight, if you will, when we work with our coaching clients, is because we can really shed light on like, hey, you have this plan, you have this vision, but there are these other ways that could actually be more suited to your personality. And maybe you don't even know about this business model. You've never heard of it. You don't know anybody that's doing it, but because we have so much experience working in the behind the scenes of a lot of businesses, we're able to give the true pros and cons. And so again, sometimes it's like, you kind of only know the path that you set out for yourself. And having someone who's, I don't want to say seen it all, because we've definitely not seen it all, but we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of give you some insight a little bit there. The last option, we could probably go on and on and on, but we're going to wrap it up here in a minute. But the last option is, you could be ready for a coach if you're ready to grow and possibly make a big shift in your business, and you value having someone help you gain the clarity, direction, and action plan to move forward.
Yeah. So if you are in a season, and I've experienced several of these seasons before, when it's just been a time when it's like, okay, I've been like going along on my own, like not necessarily working with a coach, doing my own self-coaching for a while, and I'm in a good rhythm with that. And then like, I've experienced this several times, I get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm ready for like the next big thing. I'm ready to make like the next big shift, like take the next big, like big action to move things forward. And when I'm in those seasons, it's like, okay, I'm ready to step into something new. I'm ready to step into like a version of myself as a leader and CEO and human that I haven't been at before. And those are times when it's like, I don't want to, and I don't know that I could do this on my own, and I definitely don't want to try and figure this out on my own. And so those are times for me personally when I've been like, I know that a coach is like the right next step.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes you just need someone else to see your greatness, mm-hmm. and to really illuminate your gifts back to you, because sometimes we're just in it doing the work, and we don't take the time to really look at how far we've come and all the potential and possibility that we have to give to the world in our work. And sometimes it's really nice to work with someone who's going to hold that space for us and shine that light on the work that we do and the work that like we want to be moving towards doing. Because a lot of people that are making shifts, like, it's coming from a place of like wanting to serve more, wanting to make a bigger impact, wanting to reach more people, and just needing someone to help you bridge that gap and really help you see the potential that actually is really possible for you. I think that can be a really powerful experience working with a coach. Hey. If you're lost in indecision and ready for your next year in business to look and feel completely different in the best possible way, we would love to support you.
Release and Align is our private coaching program where we help you take an honest look at what is and isn't working so you can get back to doing business and life in a way that truly lights you up. Learn more and apply to work with us at supportedceo.com/apply.
So we're going to wrap it up. We would really love to hear from you. If you resonated with this episode, please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And something that really helps us is if you would go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.